As other states announce plans to delay primary elections out of concern for spreading the coronavirus, West Virginia still plans to hold elections on Tuesday, May 12th. The date is still almost 2 months away, and state officials say they'll take precautions to ensure a safe election season. The Secretary of State, Mac Warner, says his office will, quote, ramp up the absentee process so people don't necessarily have to visit the polls at all to cast their vote. No one will automatically be eligible for an absentee ballot, but people will be able to use the coronavirus as a medical reason to vote from home. That applies to people diagnosed, Warner says, or people who are high risk or quarantining. Warner says his office has noticed other states struggling to find voluntary poll workers, typically seniors volunteer, who are more susceptible to the disease. Warner called on low-risk West Virginians to help out.
So now is my plea on behalf of the county clerks to please step up and volunteer to work at the polls.
Voters are able to apply for their ballots immediately. Warner says he hopes ballots will go out as soon as next week. Early voting dates remain the same. They begin April 29th and go until May 9th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.